Nathan, last year you did an Alpha course here. At this point last year, how would you describe yourself?
Atheist.
Atheist?
Yeah, I didn't believe in it.
Didn't believe in God at all?
No.
No
just
God?
Just came, doctor told me to.
Okay.
That was it.
So that was it?
Yeah. Straight up, just came in. I didn't know what to expect. I met Brian, so anything was possible. So I think I'd been coming about 2 or 3 weeks before the missions week, and then I got talked into going to the Alpha course, and I'm here.
So you got talked into the Alpha course, how was it?
I got told that I could ask whatever I wanted.
Brilliant.
And I'd get an answer.
Do you know what? I saw that flyer and I thought of you.
I know, I saw that and I thought...
Isn't that a belter? We should have used that last year, you'd have come.
Oh yeah, you don't have to. But it was good because every question that I came in with a big folder full of questions, you name it, I asked it. So last year they earned the money. This year, I've been telling people, just ask anything. And I think I've got 2 people that are thinking about coming along.
Fantastic.
And it's like there's more worried about the silly questions, and I went, well, they're not silly. If you want to know it, ask it.
So, brilliant. Yeah, I remember your flip pad. You had an A4 flip pad, and it was full.
I had 2 of them.
So what were the sorts of questions, can you remember?
Oh, let's try and think. Why?
Yeah.
That's probably one that mostly every question that I did have, it was, why suffering? Why this? Why is he not walking down the aisle giving out fibres and all this sorts? It's just generally, I wanted to know about what's happening now and why God's not doing anything type of thing. And I found out it wasn't as easy as that.
So have all your questions been answered? Have you still got some?
Oh, I've got tons. That was just like a warm-up. I've still got loads now, and I'm taking more comfort that the fact that I'm still going to have these questions even when I get to the pearly gates, and I'm still going to ask him why. So I'm going to be here for a long time.
So it wasn't that you got all your questions answered.
No.
What was it for you?
It was more the fact that there was something there. That before, I'd been to churches, I'd been kicked out of them for asking too many questions. And I just wanted to know, is there evidence? And after getting some answers back and going, oh, I should try to look at this and look at that, I actually found that there is enough evidence there for me personally to go, oh yeah, well, it's on paper. And I wasn't expecting like a photo saying most wanted, Jesus, you know what I mean? I just wanted some reference to give me more of that commitment, because if I'm going to do something, I'm not going to do it, all right, there's a book there, it says it, I want to do it because there's something there for me to actually believe in it more than just you saying it, oh, just because you're the minister, or everybody will come along. I wanted more than that.
Absolutely.
And I got that.
Excellent. And this time last year, who was Jesus to you?
Some mythical guy that everybody kept talking about.
Yeah, he didn't think there was anything in it.
No.
And who's he to you now?
My saviour.
Brilliant.
I never seen this actually coming.
You didn't see it coming?
No, everybody keeps going, so what made you become a Christian? And it's like, no idea. I just turned up one day and that's it, I'm here now. And I do explain to him that there's more to it, and I just say to him, I've asked questions, I've not got all the answers, but I've got enough to prove me I'm doing the right thing. And you're not going to get every answer, because even you're going to have questions that you've not got answers to.
Absolutely.
So just keep asking. I'll do somebody's head eventually.
So for anyone considering coming on the Alpha course this year, what would you say to them?
Do it, because you get a bit of scram at the beginning of it. Get to interrogate the senior members, and you watch them squirm, it's even funnier. Just watching the face going, oh, that pad's going again. So it's just really good, and it's the atmosphere is just so much, it's not what I was expecting it. I was expecting to be quite formal, and it wasn't, it was just ask anything, and I also found that when you asked a question, there's other people around the table that were thinking, actually, I want to ask that. So everybody asks, even if you haven't got the question that you want to ask, but somebody else might ask it, and they'll give you, you'll get an answer either way, whether it's your question or not. So just keep asking.
Brilliant.
That's all I can really say about it. I've enjoyed it.
Nathan, it's been a real privilege getting to know you. Bless you, and thanks for coming to share.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. That's it. He just whispered in my ear, I love you very much. Now, now, so for Alpha, can I really ask anything? Really? And the answer is yes. As I've said to you before, I know one person who stopped going to an Alpha course because someone came up with an opinion that they thought was terrible. And they never came back. What they didn't realize is the person who'd said that was a guest. And the one thing that the team are not allowed to do is jump on people. There's got to be room for folks to explore, to express their views. Sometimes we don't realize where our opinions are at until we've had a chance to just get them out. And Alpha's a safe place to do that. So I'd encourage you. As Nathan says, you get some decent scran to start off with. And it's just one of those environments where you've got a chance to explore. Sometimes people come in Alpha because they're curious, like Nathan, sometimes because their life's hit a bit of a crisis and they're asking the big questions. Sometimes it's just that thought that I need to get this sorted out. Whatever it is, I'd encourage you to invite. Would you reach for your Bibles, please?